house clocked up beneath the clouds. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 英语口语每天学。I'm your friend Ben. So today is Saturday. Happy weekend. Today, we're going to learn another new slang that is eat my hat. Eat my hat. 吃掉我的帽子。What does that mean? In English, it means having confidence in a specific outcome or being almost sure about something. 意思就是说对一件事情非常有把握或者非常有信心。当一个人说 eat his hat, 那么就是他对自己所说的话十分肯定。要是他错了，他宁愿把自己的帽子给吃掉。翻译成中文就是如果他错了，他就不姓张或者不姓李等等。Speaking in a literal sense, would you really want to eat a hat? 但从帽子而言，谁也不想去吃一顶帽子 ,right? Considering they are made from materials such as cotton, linen, or leather. None of which sound particularly appetizing. 首先从做帽子的材料而言，它们是棉花、亚麻或者皮革。这个材料没有任何一样让我们有食欲。Moreover, consuming a hat can be potentially dangerous, and it probably doesn't taste very good either. 而且如果真的吃下去，除了不好吃之外，而且还有可能有害健康。Nobody really wants to eat their hats. That's why this expression is always said when a person is feeling extremely confident about something. 所以没有人愿意去吃他们的帽子。这就是为什么当一个人对一件事情非常有信心的时候，他就会说 Eat my hat. OK. 说到这儿，我们来看两个例子。First one, 比如说王小二和朋友出去聚会总是迟到。今天本来约的是早上八点，现在已经7:59了，所以他的朋友们就说 He's always late. If he gets here on time, I'll eat my hat. 他总是迟到，如果他今天准时到这儿，那么我把我的脑袋给你。He's always late. If he gets here on time, I'll eat my hat. OK, 我们再来看第二个例子。又比如说王小二最近手头很紧啊，所以准备卖掉他开了30年的 QQ 来换一些钱。买家来看车，于是王小二对自己的车非常有自信啊，他就说 If this car gives you any trouble, I'll eat my hat. 如果这辆车有任何毛病，那么我就不姓王。If this car gives you any trouble, I'll eat my hat. Okay, guys, so today we have learned eat one's hat, which means someone is very confident about what they are saying. So that's all for today. Thank you very much. See you next time. Of a million miles of vagabond sky.Clocked up above the clouds. And I'm still your man for the roaming, for as long as there's room.